All right, how have you been? How have you been since the last time we talked? I know we ended on Hecate, and I want to start module two of our little workshop series together talking about how the different archetypes show up in your life so that we don't get hung up on things. Just bear with me. So I want to talk about that. And then I want to go into the other four faces of the feminine. All right, so women in rewilding oftentimes ask me the question, okay, not a whole lot showed up for me in this particular archetype, or why does this experience happen to me in this archetype, but this woman doesn't really seem to have a whole lot happening for her in that archetype. And that's kind of the question that I want to answer here, and I want to share with you, is that these archetypal energies, or these faces, because we're going into the five faces, we're choosing one archetype for each face. And remember, there are multiple archetypes within each face of the feminine. But each archetype will show up extraordinarily differently for you. It will change throughout your life as well. So let's just look at the mother archetype. That's a simple one, because mother will come in at certain times in our life and will present itself very strongly at certain times in our life. Dark goddess like Kali, who is this radical awakener, right? She's the goddess of transformation to the deepest degree, wild transformation. I think we'll talk about her when we get to the dark goddess. So that'll be the goddess, or that'll be the face of the dark goddess, or the archetypal energy of that particular face that we'll work with. But she'll show up at different times in your life when your life is calling for radical transformation, radical awakening, radical smashing of the ego is kind of Kali's signature. Now, you're not going to live your whole life. Well, you could. That might be your path. Could very well be your path, is to live this radically transformative, constant change, constant shift, constant evolution, constant crushing of the ego. That could be your path. But most likely, you will transition in and out of those phases, right? So Kali might be very strong for you for a few months or a year or however long. And then it may shift over to a lover goddess, right? So then what may happen is one of the lover goddesses will come in and she will start to awaken and open. And I think the lover goddess that we'll talk about is Mary Magdalene for this workshop series. And that's a very heart opening. So do you see what my body's doing? My chest wants to expand when we start to talk about the energy of Mary Magdalene. So then you may go through a phase where Mary Magdalene is very strong for you, or another lover archetype is strong and she's coursing through your system, right? Now, that's one aspect. So one aspect is that these different Shaktis, or these different threads, will change throughout our lives. They'll also show up in very different ways for us, depending on kind of our level of consciousness, how much we've worked them, how much rubble, remember that rubble that sits in those lines of Shakti, how much rubble is there. So when there's a lot of rubble in, let's say, Hecate, for instance, in that particular thread of energy, there's rubble, let's say there's a lot of wounding around being burnt at the stake, or the witch wound, or other persecutions, for opening up to these esoteric medicine woman gifts. So when that wounding is there and it's strongly there, that energy will present itself very differently in a woman who first starts to clear that rubble. It'll show up very differently for her than a woman who's, say, been working with clearing that line and has let go and released a lot of that rubble already. So that line is very different, and under that rubble is where the gifts lie. So now, when a woman who's been working with this archetype for a while, now when she opens to that energy, the expression is extraordinarily different. what happens is her gifts come out. It's not the rubble coming out to be released. It's her gifts have been awakened. Her gifts have been opened to. And she can act from that place and offer that gift to the world because the rubble has been cleared. Does that make sense? So it shows up very differently in each woman, and we all have different lines that have more rubble. So some women may have a lot of rubble in the lover archetype, right? May find it more challenging to open sexually, to surrender into the bliss, into the ecstasy. May have more difficulty having orgasms, those deep cervical orgasms that last for days, right? That's a function of the lover goddess. So some women may have a lot of rubble around that, whereas other women may have more rubble around, like I just said, Hecate or another one of the goddesses. So it's different for all of us. We've all chosen very different paths, very different experiences in this lifetime. But I do want to mention that it is incredibly different, and it will change throughout your life. It will also be different from one woman to the next woman. We do kind of have a few core faces of the feminine that we dance in more often than others, or a few archetypal goddess energies that we're attracted to and that we embody more than others. And some of those, we kind of embody those predominantly, and they can last throughout our lifetime, right? So it's, so kind of what I'm aiming to do here is, with introducing you to the five faces, there's a couple of things for you to explore. One, where's the rubble at, right? So just because something's not expressing itself in your life doesn't mean it's not there for you. You have all of them. I promise you, we are made up of all of them. We are the allness. We are absolutely everything. And when we want to come to that fullness, remember that white light, when we're working towards becoming the fullness of the feminine, we have to open our lines to all of them, right? Okay, so hopefully that gives you a little bit more about just around exploring these archetypes and be playful. That's another good tip I can give. Be playful. Have some fun with this stuff. I know that sometimes I get really into these practices, but this is self-discovery. This is an exploration into self. So it's a journey, and it's fun. And the more that you do this kind of work, even the deep dive, the murky stuff, the icky bits, when you're releasing some really old trauma or some stuff that's been holding you back and it's not pretty, the more you do this, the more that even that kind of becomes joyful. I know that sounds so crazy, but really it's just energy, and that's just how it's expressing itself. Yeah, it's challenging, and I'm crying my eyes out, and I feel like I'm in the pits of despair. But the more we do the work, we just realize, like, yeah, that's just energy, and there's a bliss and a joy. There's an aliveness to it. So if we can approach it where we feel this aliveness despite what's coming out, be authentic to what's happening for you. If it's rage, if it's grief, if it's ecstasy, if it's joy, but just a total acceptance of it, and gratitude. Gratitude for it. Gratitude for what our deep innate wisdom is showing us. And that's what this work is about. The final thing that I want to share with you is, again, I'm taking us as deep as I can take us in this short little mini series. This is intro work, right? I'm giving us intro practices. In the retreat, I'm going to take you deep. That's where we've got a big mama container, right? We hold circle. We open circle. We open the medicine wheel. We open to these archetypes. I take you through different types of practices, physical practices, meditative practices, visualization practices, journaling, different practices. So I'm hitting you from all angles because we're all different. So the doorway in is very different for all of us. And I'm giving you a tiny, tiny little snippet of how to get in, right? because we only have so much time together. But so know also that the bigger, deeper stuff happens when we have this container, right? When we can travel together for 2 days. And that's what the online retreat is designed for, is we're traveling together. We open circle to the women, right? And we go in and we go big and we go deep and we go with multiple practices, because each of us will really resonate with certain practices more than other practices. Okay, so enough of that. We'll talk more about that in the next video. Let's get into the four faces that I want to talk about today. And it seems very, very right to talk about the dark goddess and to talk about Kali and kind of open the door to Kali. So let's just breathe for a moment. Get in that stance that we talked about in the first video, where feet are shoulder width apart, knees are bent. You're breathing, and we're kind of going to start to open the door to the wildish, more ferocious energy of Kali. So you might be standing, you might want to close your eyes for this. You might want to just, this is just, what my hands are doing is just a way that I kind of move the energy, if that makes sense, or kind of open to the energy. So if you want to just start to let your body kind of move, that's really powerful, especially for us women, and especially for moving energy, right? So when working with feminine forces, the number one practice for us to do is to move our bodies. The next is to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Another great practice is sound. So if during any of this stuff sound starts to come, let there be sound. It moves energy and it will do things and open you in ways that you can't even begin to fathom. So really just kind of starting to move and to breathe. Start to use your breath. Start to use that exhale. We're going to use some sound here. So breathing in through the nose. And then out through the mouth. And you may just want to listen, but it helps to breathe in my hand. If you see what my hand's doing, it's coming up. It's going down to breathe out, right? We're going to start to bring in Kali. Now, remember, she's a fierce face of the feminine. When you start to work with Kali, you start to ask for transformation in your life. You start to ask for truth to be seen. Now, this is truth that sometimes we don't want to see, but she will bring you the truth of the truth of the truth, and she brings it to you from a place of love, right? Kali, when you get under the rubble, is pure love, is divine love, but she's ferocious love. She will take her sword out and she will take your head off if you are not serving from a place of connected, being connected, right? And a place of love. That's what she does. She will flip your life upside down in order to put you on your soul path, in order to open you to your wholeness, to open you to what she knows that you are capable of, the love she knows that you're capable of, the service that she knows that you're capable of. She's an ego destroyer. So when that monkey mind or ego gets in the way, that's Kali. Kali comes in to wipe it out. And she doesn't do it in a gentle way. That is not her way. It is ferocious as shit, right? It is wild. She comes in with her sword. So if you've seen images of Kali, you can just imagine she's got multiple arms. In one hand, she's holding the head of a man. In another hand, she's holding a sword, right? And that's representative of, she's taken off the ego. Now, she looks mean. She looks nasty. She looks ferocious. but she is so connected to love. That's the beauty of Kali, is that she is so connected to the divine, so connected to love, that she will take you to where you are meant to go. She will open you to what you are meant to open to in this life. That's her. So just feeling how that feels as I talked about her and as we opened to her, and just breathing, right? Breathing. Just allowing whatever to arise in you. If there's a knowing, if there's a thought, if there's an insight, allowing that to arise. Okay. Whew, lots of gratitude for Kali. All right. That's one of the faces of the dark goddess. I think in Rewilding we work with 6 or 7 faces of the dark goddess, and the reason for that is they are such openers for us, and they take us to parts of self that are really, really deep, that are really hidden, that many other practices can't take us to because we can't get to that depth of where we are storing that rubble. So that was a tiny little, tiny practice. I have hundreds of Kali practices. What I'm doing in this workshop is kind of attempting to give you a bit of the energetics of Kali, of these different faces. So feel into how they feel for you. Know that in retreat, it's about practices. So retreat is going into the practices that take you into Kali. It's not just me. I'm kind of giving more talks in this workshop, again, because it's an introduction. But in retreat, it's, I'm going to take you there. We're going to open the door to her and see what she has to say. See where that rubble is. Okay, so enough of that. Who do we want to work with next? I think we want to work with the mother. So let's talk about the face of the mother. And for this practice, if you can lay on the floor, it would be great. If you don't have that option, that's okay. You can just imagine the deep roots growing out of your feet. But if you can lie on the ground on your back and relax into the earth or into the floor, that would be really powerful. If you can get outside in nature, that's also incredibly powerful. Because when I talk about the mother archetype, I'm talking about Big Mama, right? I'm not just talking about what we think of as mother. I'm talking about Mother Earth. I'm talking about Gaia. I'm talking about her that holds us, her that nurtures us. The fullness of mother, the creative force of mother, right? Far beyond our mental constructs of human mother. This is a mother who loves us unconditionally, and that's what we craved as little ones. We came in and we craved to be nurtured. We craved to be loved unconditionally. Now, we all have human moms who are not perfect and have their rubbly bits as well. So oftentimes working with the mother, the great mother, the unconditional, loving mother, we can be taken to parts of self that that can use a little bit of nurturing, some inner child stuff, some mother wound. I think that's kind of becoming a common term, is the mother wound. Think about, what is your relationship to your own mother, right? And if you're a mother yourself, what is the relationship to your children as mother? The closer we are to this archetype and the more open we are to this archetype, the less rubble that's in the way of this archetype, the better our relationship with our own mother will be, and the better mothers that we will be, right? We will be able to stand in a bigger space as mother, a more unconditional, loving space as mother. So if you're on the floor, just starting to really relax your body. If you're standing, starting to sink in. What we're doing is we're just going to just breathe. That's it. It's just to breathe. If you can be out in nature, I'm in the most beautiful place here. If you can just breathe her, just feel her beneath you. And even if it's just the floor beneath you or the ground under your feet, you just start to feel her. And we're just opening to her and you're just breathing. That's it. It's a breathing. It's an opening. It's a relaxing. It's a sinking. So we're sinking into her. We're letting her hold us. How often as women do we let someone really hold us? How often do we let someone hold our burden? This is a place because she wants to hold it. She wants to cradle you. So sinking and allowing and just letting her hold you, just being held. And now from this space, is there anything that you can give to her? Because she's willing to carry it for you. She's willing to help you carry it. She's willing to take the load off your back. She's willing, she's wanting to. So can you let go of something? What is it that you can let go of to her? What is it that you would like to ask for help carrying? And do that. Do that now in this moment. And just breathe with her. Be with her. And if any insights arise, make space for her to share any insights with you. And then starting to come back into your body. Giving gratitude to her for her love in whatever way feels right for you. And of course, feel free to pause this workshop at any moment if you want to continue breathing or you want to continue allowing the insights to come in with her, or watch it again. So watch the video again and then create space afterwards to maybe put on some music or just meditate or just allow the insights to come in. Okay. Feeling lots of gratitude for the Great Mother. Some of the archetypes that we work with in rewilding that fall into the mother category would be Mother Mary, would be Ceres or Demeter, just to name a few of them. Okay, so let's step into warrior. That feels right. Yeah, let's step into warrior. Okay. So warrior, the archetype that I like to talk about when we talk about warrior goddess is Pallas Athena. Now there's a little bit of a hazard with Pallas Athena for women who haven't opened up to some of the other feminine archetypes, because Pallas Athena is definitely the most masculine of the feminine archetypes, right? She's that warrior goddess, and she's often, I want to say she's in a pose like this, but I think what I'm wanting to do is put us in a position that really brings out the warrior in us. And it would be warrior pose in yoga. So one of the best ways to invoke and to open to the warrior within is to stand in warrior pose, right? So you know what warrior pose is. I think I can sort of try and get us there. So just give yourself some space, and we'll get into where you're supposed. So, you know, you want your feet like spread. My feet are probably about this wide, and you want to face in one direction, right? And you, I'm sure you know this pose, but it's this, right? So your hands are out, and you're very, very straight. So these arms are incredibly straight. Look back, make sure it's straight. Look forward, make sure it's straight. Bend your knees, lunge. You're in that lunge position. Lunge into it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look up warrior pose online, a yoga pose. And then you just want to look straight over that front arm. So you are so fiercely focused. You're looking straight over that front arm. And just stay there, if you can, while I chat about her. So when you're in that pose, you are in warrior. And the thing about the warrior goddess is when she's connected to intuition, she is one of the feminine archetypes that makes it happen. She has this focused energy. She's the one you want to take into the boardroom with the boys, right? But you want to come from a place of innate wisdom. So when we work with warrior goddesses, they are brilliant and they get things done. They make things happen. They have sharp focus. They have great manifesting powers. But we want to make sure that we make the decision coming from this intuitive place in self. Warrior goddesses are wonderful to gain insights from. They're often very chatty, as in we can dialogue. We can do voice dialogue with warrior goddesses. We can get insights around our life and direction, which direction to take, how to strategize. They are brilliant for strategizing. So staying in that warrior pose. Now, see if you can make your vision even more focused. I know I'm pointing my hands at you, and I'm very sorry if you're watching the video right now, but it's absolutely straight, absolutely focused, and you just look straight, right? That's their energy. It's this one pointed. It's the I take the fullness and then I put it somewhere. I strategize and I make something happen. And I stop at nothing to make that happen. That's the warrior. They are brilliant. They are beautiful. They, like I said, they're the ones you want to take into the boardroom. They're the ones you want to take when you're going into big discussions, into debates, into negotiations. They're quick-witted, right? They're quick, they're smart, they strategize, they know. And when we come from the deep intuitive place, they come from an, I already know what you're gonna say, so I'm negotiating. I know what you're thinking. I'm two steps ahead of you. That's warrior. That's warrior goddess energy. So in this pose, you're not in the pose now, going back into the pose and holding it. So from this pose, now asking, is there an insight? Is there something you would like me to know about my life? And just allow anything to arise if there's something there. Just make space for it. And then giving gratitude to this beautiful aspect of the feminine, to this strategizing warrior goddess. And of course, feel free to go back to this practice, back to the creating of space around what are the insights around my life. You can ask about life direction, you can ask about strategizing in things that you're trying to manifest in your life or things you're trying to create in your life. So great, great archetype to work with for that. Okay, so huge gratitude to Pallas Athena. Now finally, let's get into the face of the lover. She's one of my favorites. She's very, very versatile. So she includes priestess energy. She includes like the tantrika energy. She includes archetypes like Venus who's also Aphrodite. For those of you who are kind of new to the different goddess names, she includes Lilitha, who is an emerging goddess and an incredibly powerful goddess. And I actually promised that we would do Lilitha in this workshop. So I think instead of Mary Magdalene, which I said we were going to do in the first module, I think we're going to do Lilitha, because I promised this to the Rewilding group that we would do Lilitha. So let's open up. Let's open up to Lilitha. Now, Lilitha's high octave. And I almost hesitate to do Lilitha because this is such an introductory workshop, but we're going to go for it. So we'll just see what happens. When I say high octave, sometimes it takes a little bit to get to her. So there are certain archetypes that are pretty easy to access. They're energetically, the door's pretty open to them, like Venus. Venus, the door's pretty open to her. Lilitha, collectively, the door's pretty narrow to her. So that's what I mean when I say this. And this is why I kind of say, like, we're really only barely scratching the surface of what's possible here in this workshop. Okay, so let's do a Lilitha practice and we'll, yeah. All right, we're going to do this meditation. Who knew that we were going to do this? Okay, so this is glorious. Lilitha's an awakener. She connects sexuality to spirituality. She brings through the purest of sexuality, right? She clears the way, clears all of the rubble that holds you back from the highest expression of sexuality. And when I say sexuality, I mean union. Union with. So when the masculine and feminine can unite, this union happens, and we'll talk more about this in the next video, but this union happens that's transcendent. It's transcendent. It brings you to bliss, to joy, and it's enlightening. It shifts consciousness. It shifts every cell in your body. It miraculously releases things, opens every cell in your body to more, right? There's this awakening that happens in every part of your body. All right, so we'll start with our feet shoulder width apart, and we'll end on this practice, right? So this will be our last practice for module 2. All right, so just sinking in, imagine those roots growing out of your feet, right? Now tuning into the first chakra, right? So tuning into your base chakra. You may imagine it as the base of your spine. You might be drawn to feel into the opening of your yoni or vagina. Just imagine that center starts to open. You start to draw that beautiful earth energy, that beautiful divine feminine energy up from the earth, up into that first chakra. So opening, relaxing, letting the body move, letting the body breathe. In any way that feels right, just to open up that first chakra. So you just start to relax, breathe, move. We're just inviting life force to start flowing through us. We're inviting Lilitha's Shakti to come up and into us. So then coming up, bringing, using the breath, using the inhale, and coming up into the second chakra. So drawing that beautiful, pure love, life energy up into the second chakra. Letting it fill your hips, letting it fill, fill your pelvic region, the whole area. You just breathe and you just open and you just relax. Now imagine it starting to move up again. Using your breath, bringing that Lolita, bringing that beautiful life awakening energy up into the third chakra. So up into the solar plexus, letting there be sound if there's sound. Trusting it, trusting your body, trusting how your body wants to move, trusting the sound your body wants to make, trusting the breath that your body wants to make. And now letting it come up even further. Using your breath, coming up into the heart chakra, up into the fourth chakra, right? Up into the chest, breathing, 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 opening, 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 opening. You're just letting the energy roll through you. Letting it open you, letting it awaken you, letting it enliven you. Breathing. Letting the chest expand. Letting that energy pour out of your heart. And then from here, you may start to feel pressure on the top of your head. So you may start to feel a bit of pressure on the crown. Just allowing that to be there, just feeling into that sensation. Can you open to that energy from above as well? So we've brought the energy from below, we've brought the divine feminine up. Can you now open, let the crown open and let that, it feels kind of like a pure white light, like it's a straight stream that wants to come straight through the crown and straight into the heart to meet Lolita, right? So Lolita has done her dance up to the heart, and now Shiva, or the divine masculine, that pure white light, we're inviting that in and just letting your body do what it wants to do with this energy. Letting it move you, letting there be breath. Taking notice of how you feel. This practice opens up that channel, that Lolita channel. This practice heals a wound that many of us carry, which is the severing of our sexual energy from our heart energy, right? The feeling of being cut off, the sexuality is not connected to love, is not connected to the highest centers, is not connected to the divine. And that's what Lolita does. She just connects all of it. So your sex becomes lovemaking. Your sex becomes sacred. Just letting her bliss, letting her ecstasy wash over your body. Letting the white light from above wash over your whole body. And just feeling. Just being aware. You feel how your body feels, what your emotions are, what is your state of being. Oh, I have so much love for Lalita. I'm so glad that we can share that practice together. Yeah, I'm very glad that I remembered that I promised we would do Lalita in the workshop. Yeah. Oh, she's a good one to end on, isn't she? And she's the perfect archetype to lead us into part three, which will be a workshop module talking about our dance with the masculine. So how do those energies dance within us? How open are we to those energies, right? So I'm so blissed out at the moment. I'm having a hard time giving you homework between now and then. And I think the only thing I want to say is to just keep opening, keep doing the different practices that I've shared with you. I know it's a teeny, tiny little bit of what's possible, but even in the teeny, tiny, big, profound things can happen for you. So much love to you. I'm so grateful to be able to have this experience with you and to share this with you. So thank you for being with me and enjoy the next couple of days before I send the next video out to you. Just stay aware, stay open to what's happening. Create some space. So I think we busy ourselves so much and it's do, 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 go, 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 go. And if you can just create some space, just a little bit of space to feel, to sink in, get in the bath, get in, even when you're in the shower for 5 minutes, breathe, do one of the practices, invoke one of the archetypes that's singing to you or calling to you. And I'd love to know, now that we've done the five faces, hopefully there's a comment section below this video. And if there is, I'd love to know which archetypes are singing to you. I'd love to know your experience of these different practices. And I think it's powerful also to read through the comments below, because reading through the comments may invoke something in you, or it may help to put words to what your experience. And don't hesitate to interact or to share more, or there's a powerful component to sharing and to it being witnessed. So I invite you, if that feels right for you, I would love to be witness to your experience. Okay, so much love to you. I will see you very shortly in the next workshop. Mwah.